News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, let's turn to US President Donald Trump's tariffs. Dozens of countries due to be hit from today, including massive 104% duties on Chinese goods. The EU planning in response to charge import duties of up to 25% on a number of products sold from the US. In a moment, we'll catch up with John Fitzgerald from Trinity College in relation to this. But first off, let's talk to our business editor, Joe Lynham. Joe, the markets, they're opening up and it's bad news.
Yeah, red is the colour. The European markets have just opened up and they're all down. The CAC 40 in Paris down 2.7%. The DAX in Frankfurt down 2.3%. FTSE down 2.2%. Overall, the Euro Stoxx 600 down 2.3%. Here in Dublin, AIB down a stonking 5.4%. Bank of Ireland 4.5%. Glenveagh Home Builders down 3.3%. Cairn down by a similar number. The sentiment is awful. It is really, really bad.
You were explaining to me why, because I was asking you just during the break, why banks particularly are hit.
See, a bank is a play on the health of the domestic economy. And if investors think that the economy is going to go into recession or is weak, banks won't be able to lend to them. And if they can't lend to them, they can't earn interest rates from them. And that is why they are being sold off.
Final question. Do you think that these drops, huge drops in shares, will ultimately bring pressure to bear on Donald Trump? Or is he so ingrained in this way of thinking about tariffs that nothing is going to shift them? It's a difficult question to answer, I know, but what's your best guess?
A normal person would yield to pressure and put a pause on these tariffs.
You can't book the markets, as Margaret Thatcher once say.
You cannot do that. A normal person would yield. I'm not sure. I think ideologically he's so determined. I think he's been thinking about this for 30 or 40 years and now he's got his chance. He's got a fully compliant cabinet who don't tell him anything that he doesn't want to hear already. I'm not sure he will yield, but if it continues like this afternoon on Wall Street, he'll have to.
Okay. All right, Joe Lynham, thank you for that. We'll talk to you in the business news in about half an hour. You can bring us more up to speed on what's happening. John Fitzgerald, adjunct professor in economics at Trinity College Dublin, joins us. John, let's just talk about the markets briefly before we talk about the tariffs. Do you agree with Joe? Do you think ultimately this will bring pressure to bear on Donald Trump?
It'll bring some pressure, but it's not the markets that will bring some discipline. It's the fact that this is going to do major damage to the US economy, in particular to US consumers, and they're going to feel it within 3 or 4 months. And when their prices go through the roof, like the price of an iPhone will double, when price of fruit and vegetables in 2 weeks' time go up by 4%, that's when people will get cross. And when they get cross, the Republicans in the House of Representatives will feel vulnerable. They've got elections in 2 years, in 18 months' time.
Yeah.
And then pressure will come on. So just wait until the people who are going to be worst hit by this lunacy are the people of the United States. Wait till they realize it, and then you may see some fight back. But dealing with Trump, I wouldn't like to predict anything.
No, absolutely fair. The US are going to today agree on a package of measures. What are you expecting?
I would have preferred if the EU thought about it for another month. They're right, they're going to do it. But the reason for delaying a bit, like the Chinese acted immediately, and Trump has responded, which makes things worse and worse. I'd wait in a month's time or 6 weeks' time when the US really is feeling the pain, the discipline on Trump to stop him making things worse by retaliating won't be there. So, yes, the EU is right, and it is a pretty measured response. It's not anywhere near what the US is doing, but I'd be inclined to delay it a bit and wait till the US is already feeling the pain.
And look, I can see the absolute logic for that. I suppose the counter argument is Trump only respects strength, and if he smells weakness, he'll go for the kill.
It's not weak to, and the other thing which Europe should be doing, and they're already beginning to do, is talk to the Japanese, talk to the Koreans, talk to the Chinese, talk to the Vietnamese. what we want to do is preserve free trade in the rest of the world. There are going to be problems from this. Like the Chinese produce a huge amount of stuff for the US. It's not going to the US. So what are they going to do with it? If it floods Europe, it makes life difficult. And then do we put up tariffs? That's not the right answer. So managing the fallout from this, which is going to badly affect everybody, so we continue to trade with each other. And if the US wants to move off to an island somewhere off Earth, that's their problem. But let the rest of it. So I think the EU needs to talk to other partners about how we deal with this lunacy.
Just very finally, look, you're a calm and measured kind of person. I suppose it also goes with your training as an economist. How worried are you about this? Because I think it's the topic of conversation everybody is having. Is it going to have a catastrophic effect on the world economy and by extension the Irish economy? Or ultimately, do you think there will be turbulence, but it will pass and that he will back down on this? How worried are you overall?
There is life after Trump, as long as I live to see it. I am worried. It is going to produce a major fall in growth. It is going to make a lot of people across the world worse off. Ireland, like if you look at like the countries that have the highest tariffs, Lesotho, Cambodia, Vietnam and Bangladesh. This isn't just about the rich world. It's about countries that are trying to get a... So this is bad. We will get through it. But the problem is there's another 3.5 years of Trump. But the Republicans may begin to show some concern when they see actually the people of the United States are going to be worse affected.
Yeah, wasn't it the price of eggs that probably did for Joe Biden? That was one of the key things in the election campaign, and people were giving out about the price of eggs, and it definitely impacted on the Democrats. So maybe that it is those smaller things that will make...
Watch the iPhone, because that is going to really affect us next year. Apple, all their iPhones for US are made in China. Doubling the price of iPhones, who's going to buy an iPhone? What's going to happen to Apple's profits? If Apple's profits tank, then our corporation tax revenue next year will tank. There's a direct effect from this.
Yeah. Days of huge budget giveaways over for a few years, do you think?
No, definitely.
All right. John Fitzgerald, always good to talk to you. Adjunct professor in economics at Trinity College Dublin. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.